Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show. All right, guys. Welcome to a new episode.
I'm going to keep that air in there. Just want to let you know. I'm going to keep the error in there. Just want to let you know. So, but oh my God, you kept it. Yes, I did. I did keep it in there.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm a big bully, and I.
Not a bully, but.
Well, because I like the podcast to be natural. I like it to be.
I can think of my words.
Yeah, so that's okay.
So welcome to Brick by Brick. Let's just do it like that.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to put my mess up on.
Yes, I am.
For the world to hear.
Well, you're so perfect. So, you know, when
I'm
you have
far
a.
From perfect.
Well, I don't know. You perfect as in your job for me. So I appreciate that. So now we have a good 58 seconds of your mess up.
Thanks.
Outstanding. And it's documented for all the world. It's because once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, great.
And then people download.
They're going to download your mess up. Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes. You want to try again?
No, I'm already here.
Okay, well, just make it up as you go. Then. Go in a different direction.
Well, I already said welcome.
Oh, good.
So how are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself, mess upper?
I guess I'm doing great.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the topic that we were supposed to talk about last episode, which was?
What makes a leader?
What makes a leader? Okay. So, let's have a little fun first.
Sure.
You still have the ropes in your head.
I still have the ropes in my head.
That's just because we're still in the same day, quarter, more than one episode. So.
That's true.
Yes. So for them, it's...
I'm going to keep the ropes for a while.
That's good. That's good.
I like getting my money's worth for stuff, so I'm going to get my money's worth.
And then you're very grateful for the things that you have. We talked about that last episode.
We did.
Right. So you're grateful. And you're reading a book. It's right next to you. Look at it. Or you haven't started? Have you started reading it yet?
No.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what the book is. Go pick
you
it up.
You want me to tell what this book is?
Yeah, tell them. This is great. I'm looking at it. Tell them.
Okay, so the book is called Confessions of a Sociopath, A Life Spent Hiding in Plain Sight by M.E. Thomas.
Okay, and so I know a little bit about that book, and M.E. Thomas is a pseudonym. That book is... tell us. I'll tell them. That book is written by a sociopath that reuses a fake name. Now, that is all we're going to say about the book.
Okay.
Okay, we'll put that in the show notes to remind me.
Sure.
But why are you interested in learning about such a subject?
Just piqued my curiosity. I'll just say that.
You just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So, are you an avid reader?
I'm becoming more.
How?
Like, I used to read all the time when I was little. Like, I would beg my mom to take me to the library on Saturdays and just leave me there until they closed.
Wow.
And then pick me up. Yeah, like, I would spend my Saturdays in the library. Like, I was that kid.
The only kid. That kid. That's a demonstrative pronoun. You were the only
kid.
Well,
it was kid. Like a no, few of us
to,
there.
We need to put the definite article in front
no,
of you.
No, it wasn't the only one. It was a few.
You're using a demonstrative pronoun.
It
no,
was
no,
a
no.
few regulars there.
Well, all of y'all, since we're in
just
Texas,
like to read.
Were the onlys. That's cool.
I used to like research, so that's.
It's funny how life would do that, because I hated reading as a kid.
I loved it.
Man, I read from the time I was... I don't know, 25 or something. I read 2 books ever.
Wow, really?
Seriously. But now...
Now you read all the time.
I read like 10 books a month.
Yeah, you're weird.
It's very... It's amazing how that happens. And you used to read 10 books a month. And now... Well, you actually read a lot. You've picked up your reading habits.
Yeah, I picked up my reading habits.
Okay. Okay, what kind of books do you read? We're trying to get you... We're attracting you a husband.
Oh, Lord.
God, she's single with no kids and she has ropes.
I can read pretty much anything. I like mystery novels.
Okay.
So like James Patterson.
Yes.
That is great. I read a lot of blogs online.
You do that.
I can read a newspaper. I have no problem with that.
Okay, that's a little bit
weird.
That's not weird. It's just not my style.
Oh. I prefer a newspaper or magazine, like, physically in my hand. I have nothing against electronics.
I'm subscribed to the Wall Street Journal.
And I can't get into it.
And I can't start my day without it.
I can't get into somebody, which is weird because I like audiobooks.
But just not audio and the news to you.
Yeah, that's just weird. Yeah. That's just too much.
Yeah, that's why I don't pick up a newspaper anymore because, and I like the Wall Street Journal too, except for the very last section, but the very last section tends to be slanted to conservatism, and here's the crazy thing is I'm very conservative, so I shouldn't have a problem with it,
yeah.
But I like to listen to my news without a slant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I like to. However, I really love the Wall Street Journal. Then there's a liberal slant a little bit before that too. So they give you both.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want to end my way in something that I was trying to get away from.
Gotcha.
But that's just a minor complaint to something I love so much. I actually pay $14 a month not to Wall Street Journal but to Audible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 14? Is that what I pay?
Yeah.
Okay. And I get the Wall Street Journal, I guess, for free or something, or part of my membership. So, good. All right, guys. Well, that's Tempest. So, her number is 281.
Let's not do this.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'll keep trying. She give me a little bit more. I'm going to get you. We'll get you there.
We're never plastering my number on the podcast.
No. That's just not going to happen.
My phone rings enough as it is.
Oh, okay. Who's it ring for more, you or me?
You.
Outstanding.
Most of my phone calls, most of my emails, most of my text messages are about you.
That sounds great to me, because that means I'm not getting those.
Oh, my God.
Great. All right. So, that's what makes a leader, guys. That's our topic. We'll see you guys later. No, go ahead.
Okay, so today's topic is what makes a leader.
I'm going to finish this Coke I had since the last episode.
Yeah, that just made me realize I haven't had anything to drink. So,
I'll drink yours.
No, thank you. So my first question is, what is your definition of a leader? I don't want Webster's. I want the Antonio T. Smith Jr. version of what is a leader?
What? Okay, so I have to ask a question first.
Knock yourself out.
What are we calling a leader? I guess that's what you're asking me.
Yes.
Okay, so what kind of leader then?
Maybe that's part of your
For me, there's answer. Two different leaders.
Okay, well, knock yourself out.
So okay. So I guess, all right. Okay. So my definitions, okay, there's two. One, I'm going to start with my least favorite, and then I'm going to go to what I think a leader is. Because please know that every leader I don't follow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No. You just did a... We just did a facial expression, so.
This is why I asked for your definition. But
vocalize that facial expression so they can hear it, and so they can see why. Because you know me, and just go ahead, vocalize that facial expression.
It's just oh god.
Well, okay, so I said every leader I don't follow.
Right.
Okay, and then your vocalization make it audible.
Oh god.
Okay, so you know I'm going to say something pretty tough. Okay, so you have positional leadership. And that most certainly is. Whether it be a boss, it's self-explanatory. They're a leader because they're in that position. That doesn't mean that they didn't earn that position. or they don't qualify for that position. But you can earn a position and qualify for a position and be good at your position and still not be a leader to me. And I put leader in air quotes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So right. So here is you asked for my definition. So let me repeat that. There's positional leadership. You have your position. Whether the company just needed a breathing body there, or the company needed someone to oversee or manage. Mm-hmm. Or you actually earned it. You went to school or you did the time. Mm-hmm. You qualify and you're great at your job and they did. You could be earned, or you can be just positional. Earned positional or default positional. And that still makes you a leader. Whether you're a mother that you're leading, right? We covered that before. All that's positional leadership. Those are standard leaders. Whether it's good or bad, those are standard leaders. Leaders that I follow are something completely different, or leaders that I emulate or admire to be. Can you make another facial expression? Okay, so audibleize that. Make that one audible.
What? No, go ahead.
Do you know what I'm going to say? You just know, like, how you...
Okay, my face is me bracing myself.
Okay, good, good. So, but it's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's the way you keep saying
because
the leaders I follow.
Because here's why. So let me just get to it. I've set it up enough.
So I'm guessing you saying you can't follow every leader.
Oh, no, 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 no. Heck no. No, 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 no. Absolutely. And you guys shouldn't follow every leader. No, that doesn't mean don't. Okay, let me qualify that. Listen, it is your job to lead by following. It's your job. It's your reasonable servant. It's your job to lead by being the best follower. Mm-hmm. Even if you're the leader, you should still be the best follower. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because actually the most successful leadership position in any organization is the most influential, and that's where we're coming to in a second. The most influential leader in any organization, or the most important leader in any organization, was the first follower. Because until that first person followed you, you were just a crazy guy or a crazy girl with an idea. Mm-hmm. That's it. Until Steve Jobs said, "I want to do Apple," and somebody actually followed him, it was just this weird computer company. Until someone said, "Oh man, I buy into this," and then it became an organization. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here is it. Great setup, and here it is. A leader. So I guess capital L leader. And lowercase L leaders, right? So the positional leader is lowercase. Capital L is someone who can influence people better than anybody else. That's a leader. That's a leader. Like, that's important. Because you don't have to be the smartest. When you, a CEO of a company, the CEO, let's go, a popular company, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, is no longer being paid to be the best designer or programmer. He's no longer being paid for that. He still does some code. He still designs. He still has some, you know, he still writes code. I'm sure he does. But he purposely hires people better at coding than him, this to keep the company successful. What he does get paid for is to influence those people and to influence the people who don't need to be there that can go work for Yahoo and turn Yahoo around, okay? Or can go help Google out. He influences people to stay there and to come inside of their business, his business, and make their business the most important thing that they've done all day long. And that is leadership. That's powerful. Leaders influence people well beyond the normal realm of influence. So Warren Buffett, he's not just buying little companies and incorporating them or major companies. He's influencing people. Man, I've come to work today and I can't wait to make a difference. I'm going into Google today and I'm going to write the greatest code. I'm going to figure out that problem. We've been having this. I can't find the error. I've been looking at 1,000 lines of code and I'm going to find this error. And I'm just motivated to find this error. Why? Because the leader has influenced them to do so. The leader of Amazon, I can't really pronounce his name. I've never pronounced his name. But the leader of Amazon, who's also doing some space rocket stuff as well. They're influencing people. But okay, so Amazon Prime is a great. It's a great example of influence. You pay $99 a year, but you got a student discount, and you get way more than what you pay for. You really do. You get 2-day shipping, or now with Amazon Now in major cities like Houston, since we're in Houston right now, you get 1 hour or 2 hour shipping. Great. But what they've done is influence the customer. Don't just do the free Amazon. Do this $99. But I'm going to over-deliver to you more than what you delivered to me. Mm-hmm. And that becomes the CEO using his influence to get you to spend more money. So it may not pay off now. It totally works. It totally works, right? And it may not pay off now. It may not pay off in January. You signed up for $99 in January. It may not pay off now in July. But guess what's coming? Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Okay, so they have ruined that for me because I judge shipping time by Amazon. Uh-huh. So if you say this shipping time is like 5 to 6 business days, I don't want the product. I want it, but I don't want it bad enough to wait 6-7 business days. When Amazon gets it to me in 2 days.
That's influence. That's a leader.
They have ruined everything.
We're going to start. I have so much wealth and knowledge of all these companies because it's all I do. And then we have our own tech company. We need to start talking about this stuff, right? But here's the deal. That's influence. That's a leader. That's the difference between a positional leader and a influential leader. You just hit it. And that's the leader that I'm trying to emulate. I'm trying to emulate the guy that makes you go, oh, well, no, if it's going to take 5 to 6 days.
I can't do it.
I can't do that.
I don't want it.
Let me just go spend my money with Amazon.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Okay, that's
influential. Even if it's not what I want on Amazon, I don't want to wait that long for something to come in the mail. That's just unacceptable.
So here's what you're really saying. So you go, that's okay, I'll just go to the store.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Listen to what you just said. Because the traditional model has always been, since entrepreneurship, or since the middle class rose up in the 16th century, 1500s, Christopher Columbus in Spain was a good part of a good little world history. There was no such thing as a middle class, and this bourgeois class group came up. Why? Because people in the middle, it was peasants, and it was aristocrats and, you know, knights and stuff, and church leaders, and they were rich as well. But then people start going out and getting gold. Like, they start being explorers, and they start doing these things. And then they start crafting guilds for the shoe masters and then the leather swordsmen. And, you know, these people start making money, and this middle class rose up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the influential leader is so influential that he does exactly what you're saying. So traditionally, you're supposed to say, well, I'll just order it online and fine. Because you're supposed to be at the store. Mm-hmm. But you flipped it. You totally flipped what you just said. And you have no idea you flipped it because it's so normal for you to go, well, I'll just go to the store. Like, going to the store is now the inconvenience.
It is.
Okay. And that's because
so many people and lines and...
You see? And that's because the influential leader... Amazon started in the .com era. Mm-hmm. Right, with the big bubble that burst and stuff. But they, you know, they were no... eBay was bigger than Amazon. And Amazon got Blockbuster. Well, anyway, we won't even get into that. Somebody should have bought out Amazon when they could have, but they did not, and now they're paying for it. We'll just say that for right now. That's why I can't remember who. It was either... I think it was Blockbuster that should have bought... No, Blockbuster had a chance to buy out Netflix for a measly $500 million. Or $5 million. It was measly. And they didn't do it. Aww. And they paid for it.
Yeah, because they don't exist.
They don't exist, right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But see, and so that's why Blockbuster is what you would call a is what it's a disruptive company. But we'll get to that. I tell you, we're gonna do a podcast on it. We'll get to that. I'm actually reading that book right now. But anyway, so yeah, Amazon totally changed how shopping works.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because there was a because the CEO is an influential leader.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say he built every single system that works for Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
He's so influential that somebody walked in and went, man, I really buy into this guy. I really love his vision. And I really want to solve his problem. And in that solving his problem, in that really love, and I really love, and I really love this, they went, wow, I have a great idea. And instead of taking my idea and starting my own company,
mm-hmm.
this is where the influence comes at.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take this wonderful idea and give it to his company. Do you hear how powerful that is? Instead of taking my own idea and creating my own Amazon, I want to create this amazing idea and give it to this man's Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is influential leader. That's my definition of leadership. Mine. That's why it's two. You have one that's just positional
mm-hmm.
or default. Even if you qualify for it, like I'm not saying that your job is your boss is bad because she he or she may be a great boss.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the kind of leader I'm gonna follow. You there's some influential leaders that say, here's this $1 billion idea.
Mm-hmm.
Please have it. Cause you can do more with this $1 billion idea than I can do with myself. You have what it takes to get here's the deal. They literally said, here's this $1 billion idea. You can have it because I don't have the resources. But if you have a $1 billion idea and you take it to the right person, they'll give you the resources. But they're saying, no, I'd rather you have this billion dollar idea because I know you are going to take care of me when I give you this idea. That is my definition of actual leadership. You got this amazement look on your face. Vocalize that. Well, say something.
I don't know what to say.
But what do you think about anything I just said?
That's a great, hell of a way to put that. I was looking for a simple answer.
No, there's no simple answer. I'm not a simple person. That is what I think. I know you got like three more questions. We'll knock them out real quick. But I think that was like the whole podcast.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask my question.
What? Ask one of them. Is one of them equally as good as that
no,
one?
No, nothing compares to that. So I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, see, leadership, the more you get paid, is the more I pay you to influence people. Dale Carnegie wrote a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, right, that I make you read every year. And have you ever heard of that book without me telling you about it?
I heard of it, but I never read it.
Would you ever have read the book?
Had
I not
read it? No. I would have never read that book. And when I started reading it, it's written in like old English. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I can't deal with you.
The book's like 1905
or
something.
I can't. Yeah. No. But it's a good book.
It's an amazing book.
But no, I never would have.
It's an amazing book. Because you get paid. Well. Let's say it this way. I'm gonna hit some closing thoughts, but I'm about to jab some. I'm about to rub some people the wrong way, and then the people that's gonna love this are gonna be like, "Man, where is that guy? He to shake his hand, right?" So here's it. Everybody wants to like raise equal pay. You know, that right? This minimum wage. You want to do this, and I have no problem with that. I believe that in America, it almost takes you to make $14 an hour just to be broke. Like, that's just what I believe personally, which I never really give my personal opinion, even when I'm personally talking about topics. I do believe that it's, like, it's pretty expensive to be
living, surviving.
Yeah, especially if you're in the South. I mean, no, we need air conditioning down here. There's just no doubt. We're not in England to where we can have an English summer. No, summers down here are hell summers.
Yeah.
Okay, like, we're in hell down here. We are. It's hot. It's hot. It's totally hot. Like, fish are hot down here. They're sweating in the water. That's how hot it is down here. So, let me bump the system a little bit. I'm all for equal pay. Go get, especially for women. Now, that's definitely true. And you know this, I'm a egalitarian when it comes to that. I love equal. I believe we all should have our equal share. And I know for sure some of us start at a bad disposition. I do get that. And I'm definitely with that. So I'm definitely, and I'm pretty conservative. Like, I am extremely conservative. So I definitely think that. Here's why I push at the system. It's not just about raising the minimum wage or however you feel. If you want to raise it, you want to keep it. Look, however you feel about that, I'm not here to argue that political thing right there. We can make a whole podcast about that. And I know for sure I'll get 1,000 emails that day, right? But I'm not here to argue that. Here is what I do want to say. That's not what we should be focused on. It's more, we should be focused on startups. Now, I don't have to just be tech startups, but since we're in the information age, I don't have the statistics to say that most startups are tech companies. I don't have the statistics to say that. I can definitely tell you most of the media gets to tech companies because of we're in the information age. We've clearly crossed over from industrial age to information age. That's clear. That was, for me, that was the sole reason why some businesses survived after the big bubble, the big burst in 2008, 2009, and some did not. If your business still had the industrial age model, mm-hmm. 10 people doing 10 jobs and not knowing the big picture, that business failed, went bankrupt in that big bubble. If your business was like a Google, one person doing the job of 10, and with the information, you know, knowing the big picture and able to be innovative, your business survived and made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You, startups should be the start here. And this is where influential leadership come in, and these are my closing thoughts. It's extremely unique to live in a country or to live in a time in which you can say, I want to solve a problem. And get paid for solving that problem. That's amazing. And what's even more amazing is to get paid enormously for solving that problem. And what's even more profoundly amazing than all of that is to get people who don't have to work with you, who don't have to give you their life or livelihoods, who don't have to show up to your job and don't have to give you their million and billion dollar ideas so you can make $1 million and $1 billion. And then let that happen. And the only way that's ever going to happen is if you're an influential leader. And so in closing, how you lead will determine how you earn. It'll never change. And whether that earning be income, influence, prestige, or legacy. How you handle the people you're working with, for, and around, all those prepositions, will be determined with how greatly you can influence them. Tempest, you can work anywhere, and that's the truth. You have, let's list your skills.
Let's not.
You do everything administrative, okay? You're highly proficient at Excel. I don't even do my own PowerPoints. You do them. Like, I had to do a PowerPoint last Sunday because you were absent. And it was, like, yucky that I actually had to do a PowerPoint. And it did not look good whatsoever. It just had a little purple background with black writing on it. But I had to do a presentation. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. But you're so proficient. I forgot we got this little clock in the studio. But you're so proficient at these things. That is an old school clock. Is that like $1 billion? Can I sell it?
I mean, I sure you could, but I don't think the owner would want you to sell it.
Oh, well, maybe I can influence her to let me.
I'm sure.
Okay, well, I will do that. Anyway, so basically, you can work any way you want to. You're now a software engineer. You're a designer. And a slew of other, you're a grant writer, certified grant writer. You could be anywhere else, but you're with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's some influence there somewhere, but here's the point. At any time, you can walk and go give your talents to someone else and make them wealthy or make their business successful, whatever. And so what stops you from doing that is some certain level of influence. So guys, if you want to be influential, if you want to have it, if you want to take it, if you want to, well, if you want to be a leader, what makes a leader? Be influential. Because without the influence, you'll lose good people like Tibbs. You'll lose your Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett wasn't always Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett was working for somebody at some point in his life. Mm-hmm. I don't know who, but that's a fact. That's a fact. Okay. Therefore, he was influenced by somebody. And now he is the person who does the influence. You need to be a great leader. And without it, you can't have influence. We got a whole podcast on this about influence and leadership. But this is a different aspect of leadership. It's amazing how Amazon has just redefined everything. Because at their helm is an influential leader. And at the influential leader, people like you go in and build the business system he didn't even think of. So we can have conversations they never thought that we would have. Those are my closing thoughts.
Okay, guys. Thank you for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. If you like... Thank you. I'm messing up this whole podcast,
am I? Well, yeah, something like that. You're not messing it up, though.
If you would please like, rate, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. We love your feedback. We love reading it. We love going back and, you know, teaching what we do to make it better for you. Please do so. Share with a friend. You know, that's a great gift. Text it out or whatever.
That is a great gift, especially a podcast like this.
Yeah.
That's a great gift.
If you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to email us at info@revtony.org, or you can tweet Antonio at RevTony, WAU. All this info can be found in the description, and thanks for checking us out.
All right, guys, we appreciate you. Positive vibes. Keep them up. They sure look good on you. And just positive vibes only. Alrighty.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's RevTony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you, and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. We definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.